I saw Ricky and the Flash on release day along with a decent crowd for a Friday morning. I debated early on whether the film was just a little cheesy and possibly a disappointment. But how could it be? Written and produced by Diablo Cody, whose 2007 Academy Award-winning film Juno rocketed her to fame, directed by Jonathan Demme, whose resume includes blockbusters like Silence of the Lambs, and starring Meryl Streep. Meryl plays Linda Brummel, or rather, Ricky Rendazzo, an aging rock and roller who years earlier sacrificed her role of wife and mother to pursue her dream career. Meryl's singing talent was no surprise, having seen her in Mamma Mia and Into the Woods, but in researching, I found 7 other movies in her bio in which she has sung. She went electric for this role, learning to play guitar and belt out some decent Springsteen, Tom Petty, and Lady Gaga. Rick Springfield, her love interest Greg, and some well-seasoned musicians made up her band, The Flash. Bass guitarist Rick Rosa, formerly of Buffalo Springfield, passed away shortly after the project wrapped and the film was dedicated to him. Other cast standouts are Kevin Klein from Big Chill as the long-suffering ex-husband, the lovely Audra McDonald, star of stage and screen as the second Mrs. Brummel, and Mamie Gummer, Meryl's real daughter, played Julie, the daughter in crisis and reason Ricky returns to her conventional Midwest life. A visit which could repair or ruin forever her relationship with her kids. Streep is her chameleon-like self, transforming into a persona who by the end of the film we feel we know and care about deeply. Of course, the multiply pierced ears, assortment of tattoos, and leather wardrobe helped as well. Regardless of whether I thought it started out a little weak, was slightly predictable, and at times implausible, the audience around me loved it from the beginning. By the end, I wiped away a tear or two, and sitting in a rocking theater chair helped me keep the beat during the fun soundtrack. Ricky and the Flash runs for 1 hour and 42 minutes and is rated PG-13. This is Barbara Bretz with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.